This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, everybody calm down. Everybody relax. We're going to walk you through this, okay? It's not that big a deal. Everybody relax, okay? I understand. Everybody's panties are all up in a bunch. All right. Years ago, we talked about this earlobe crease issue where if you got that little indentation, that cute little baby indentation in your earlobe, that can mean that you're at risk for heart disease and you're going to possibly have a heart attack, okay? And I learned that from a medical student whose dad was a cardiologist. And I had found there to be some truth to it. There wasn't really a lot of studies. There have been some studies looking at it. But it was still considered anecdotal evidence. Fortunately, I saw my father develop one, and he later died of a heart attack. Now, with caution, I told you guys about this because, you know, the number one killer of men is heart disease. The number one killer of women is heart disease. Okay, except in certain populations, I believe in the Far East, cancer kills more than heart disease. But, so, it could just be, well, maybe the earlobe crease just happens. Maybe it's a genetic look, right? And that it really doesn't have anything to do with heart health. Well, this week, Israeli researchers said we might want to add stroke into the mix with this as well. And they looked at the records of 241 people who suffered a stroke. 78.8% of them had this earlobe crease, which is called Frank's sign. According to Dr. Nazal et al. And his team, he wrote, Frank's sign could predict ischemic cerebrovascular events. Patients with classical cardiovascular risk factors had Frank's sign in a higher frequency. So what is this Frank's sign? Well, back in 1973, Dr. Sanders T. Frank described it in patients with coronary artery disease. And he had found that people who had, you know, heart attacks, etc., many of them had this earlobe crease. And then subsequent studies found this DELC, or this diagonal earlobe crease, to be connected to heart disease. One study used CT angiography to document the relationship. And for those of you who want to read more about it, it's on my website at drdahlia.com. Shmilevich et al., a relation of diagonal earlobe crease to the presence, extent, and severity of coronary artery disease determined by coronary computed tomography angiography. So basically what they did is they looked at people with earlobe creases, and then they did a CAT scan of the heart. If Frank's sign in those previous studies predicted heart disease, it only makes sense that it also predicts stroke risk because pretty much same risk factors, smoking, cholesterol, diabetes, high blood pressure, etc. And how this crease thing works is the more extensive the crease, the higher the grade of the crease. And the higher of the grade, there could be like a grade 1 to a grade 5, I guess. Oh, I'm sorry, a grade 1 to a grade 3. Grade 1 is just a little bit of wrinkling. Grade 3 is where the crease appears to go along the whole earlobe. And so there are multiple theories that suggest why there could be an issue. They say people with arteriosclerosis may have poor vascularization and poor blood flow. So if you have poor blood flow, the earlobes, which are some of the most distal body parts of the body just hanging there, they may not get as much blood flow as other places do. Hence, you may start to see a tenting of the skin. So that could be an issue. The others is maybe if you don't get enough good blood flow, you could have less collagen and elastic fibers. That could be another sign. And, you know, I talk about dermatological manifestations of internal issues and internal pathology. And so a dermatological manifestation of heart disease, there's not really a lot of things that we know out there that your skin could show. Sometimes they could show xanthomas, these little cholesterol deposits. Like, have you ever spoke with somebody who has these little yellow pieces of little dots near their eye? Well, that's the cholesterol. These are little xanthomas. These are like little cholesterol droplets and deposits out, you know, trying to make their way out of the skin. So that could be a sign. But this Frank sign, you know, is definitely starting to pick up a lot of buzz. President George W. Bush has a Frank sign, Mel Gibson, Steven Spielberg. So what I want to tell you guys is, first of all, if you do have a Frank sign or you know somebody who does, okay, that doesn't necessarily mean that person is going to, you know, die of heart disease. Now, mind you, the number one killer is heart disease. Okay, so it's very easy for a study to say, oh, wow, see, all these people died of a heart attack and they all had an earlobe crease. What they need to do is look at people that have an earlobe crease who haven't died. Still alive in their 90s, etc. Okay, that's what they need to do. And I don't think we've had any studies with that. But here's the thing, people, okay? We know that young individuals have cholesterol plaquing in their hearts. They did the Korean War veteran study. They looked at Vietnam vets and American soldiers who died. They looked at their hearts. They looked at the coronary arteries. And these 18, 19-year-olds have cholesterol plaquing. So if you do have an earlobe crease, okay, you don't have to panic. You probably have some plaquing of the arteries. I probably do. And I don't have an earlobe crease. All right, these young kids who were 18 years old, they didn't have earlobe creases. We usually see the earlobe creases when you age and when you get older. And so that doesn't necessarily mean that you have some, you know, that you're done for. So what I recommend to people is assume you have artery clogging until you're proven that you don't. That's the best way to approach heart disease. Okay? I ran cholesterol tests on my kids. At one point, they both had high cholesterol. It's very genetic in the family. Boy, did we get them on vegetables and fish, etc. We got their cholesterol down. We got them exercising. But the fact that kids can have high cholesterol, many of you have not tested your kids. Remember they suggested years ago to test your kids under 10 years old to see if they have high cholesterol? Okay, it is very, very easy for us to overlook our youth and their cholesterol issues. So if you, you know, I didn't really grow up on junk food because my parents cooked. We didn't really have a lot of meat and we exercised a lot. But the fact that in the 1960s, 50s and 60s, our veterans still had cholesterol plaquing. And now remember also, you would eat animal fat. You know, you would eat the chicken, then you would fry up the chicken fat and have that as your starch. So, I mean, maybe we did eat fattier foods back then, you know, than we do now, because now we do a lot of more low fat. But you need to approach it as you could have some artery clogging. So keep your cholesterol down, keep your sugar down. Check in with the heart doctor, whether you have an earlobe crease or not. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, one with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. So the Congressional Budget Office weighed in last week on the American Health Care Act. And their recent report found that it did reduce the deficit by $119 million. It would also, this American Health Care Act, lower premiums from the current Obamacare ACA prices, which had to be mandatory in order for anything to move forward and pass the Senate. But they said it would cost 23 million Americans to lose their coverage by 2026. We're going to talk about this, but some of you have weighed in on the answer line. Let's go to the phone lines now. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yes, my question is relating to medical care and the proposed budget. And I'm wondering, has anyone tried to estimate how much would be saved if the United States could finally go onto a single-payer Medicare for All system, as all of the other countries do, considering the fact that we are paying so much more for medical care and getting so much less for it, it seems an opportune time to raise this question. It's essential to our economy, and it would save billions of dollars to private individuals, businesses, corporations, and heaven knows the government. So could you please answer that question?
No, that's a great question. I wish I could talk to you live. I know you called when we weren't on air at one time. So thank you very much for calling. So they actually did look at the proposal when Bernie Sanders brought it up. The Committee for Responsible Federal Budget, I'm looking at their website now, and they talked about what would happen if we followed Senator Bernie Sanders' proposal to move to a single-payer healthcare system. And I guess the Sanders campaign used an estimate from University of Massachusetts Amherst economist Gerald Friedman, and they suggested that the plan would cost about $13.8 trillion over 10 years. Now, I know you talked about savings in terms of savings in the private market, and you're right. If we didn't have to pay for our own health insurance and we could go on Medicare, yes, Americans would save money. But it would cost, according to Gerald Friedman, $13.8 trillion over 10 years. Emory University health economist, however, Kenneth Thorpe, said it would actually cost closer to $24.7 trillion. So, Bernie Sanders' plan had been a single-payer proposal that would cover every American under a single government-administered health insurance plan. He proposed several tax increases that would also help offset the plan. But let's say we average this $13.8 trillion and this $24.7 trillion, and let's just say $18, $19 trillion. I don't know if that's something our budget can handle. Yes, it would save people in the private sector money. Okay, I don't have to spend, $1,200 a month on my health insurance. It's great. All right, I don't have to spend, this kind of money on drugs. I could be on a Medicare plan, but how much would taxes have to increase to cover $18 to $20 trillion over 10 years? And remember, these numbers, okay, they're supposed to, hold on, I got to pull up my chair. I really got to get in on this one here, okay? Yeah, I can't be wavering in and out of the microphone on this one. Okay, what these CBO, Congressional Budget Offices, and economists, and need to do is they need to take into account that more and more people each year are falling under the need of Medicare or Medicaid dollars. And I'm not talking just the baby boomers. Look at what happened with Medicaid. Millions of people, millions more each year are going on Medicaid. The economy is supposed to be better now. I don't think it's completely resolved, but it's a lot better than it was 2008, 2009, 2010. But more and more people are going on Medicaid. So if they're saying it could cost about $20 trillion to, and I'm averaging up, okay, because Thorpe said $24.7 trillion. The other one said, Friedman said $13.8 trillion. So let's just say $20 trillion, okay, to make it easy. Okay, $20 trillion, right, over 10 years. All right, are they also assuming are they thinking, okay, at status quo? But what happens as more and more people come in? We obviously don't have great immigration policies. We have to expect that to be more. Now, other countries do it. Other countries have a single-payer system. But look at what's going on in England. Their NHS system is crumbling. They're telling people not to go to the A&E. The accident emergency room if they don't, have to and they aren't in dire need. Americans aren't going to go for that. When you have a real bad sore throat and a fever of 104 and you feel like you're coughing up a lung and you don't know if you have pneumonia or the flu, are you going to, just stay home because they said, don't come, we're full? No, that's not going to work for you. That's not going to work for most Americans. The other thing, too, that we need to talk about is an article or a study a few years back, this was actually in 2015, said 1 in 5 doctors are saying no new Medicare patients. 21% and rising are not taking any new Medicare patients. So if we do expand a system that will encompass more and more people on Medicare, where are the providers? Now, we will get providers, okay? What's going to happen is corporations are going to hire doctors. They'll hire mid-levels. They'll hire international doctors. We'll get the staff. I mean, we'll get the staff. We'll be able to make that part work. But it's not going to be your, you know, friendly family doctor on the corner road, you know, corner, you know, neighborhood strip mall there that you've been going to for years and who knows you and your family. You know, you're going to be seeing a different doctor every time. You know, one thing I'm teaching medical students is how the way they need to document is such that you may never see that patient again. And somebody else in the next office may be seeing your patient because, you know, there's, you know, big corporations now running medicine. And, you know, people are full with patients. And so many times you never see the same doctor. And such that your note better be such that that physician and that medical provider could take a look, read everything, and go, okay, I got it. That's what's going on with you. You want the doctor that's been taking care of you for 10, 15, 20 years. That's not going to be anymore. All right. Medicare is very difficult for many doctors to take. For some, it pays well. But it pays well when they decide to pay on the claim. And I told you guys about the issues we were having. Two exact same claims. Exact same claims. Exact same codes. Different person. Different age. But both Medicare. Medicare would pay on one and not the other. And I'm like, but what? It's the code is the exact same. Why not? And so these games that get played, and you can't call anybody. You try to call Medicare, you are on a loop for hours, and then you decide to hang up. So many doctors, you know, when you ask, why are doctors not taking Medicare anymore? Because it's exhausting to not get paid and to try to fight and try to, you know. One big issue we had with Medicare was they sent us statements saying they're paying us and the money's going to be deposited in our bank account, and the money was never deposited. So when we finally got through to them after hours of being on hold, they go, oh, there was a glitch. You'll get your money soon. We got some of the money, but not all of it, no. So the patient has a piece of paper saying, yeah, you got paid. Here's a piece of paper saying you got paid. And I had to tell him, but no, I didn't. The money never got to us. Don't worry. We're not going to charge you. But, so there's only so much you could do when you got to pay rent, when you got to pay staff, when you got to pay insurance, etc. So, you know, would going to all single payer save money? It could. In the long run, it could, because then the government could control how much they were spending. If they wanted to save money, they could say, you want to know what? Do a mammogram every 5 years instead of every two. You know? Or that, yeah, it used to be yearly mammograms. Now that's done. Now that's gone. You know what? Hold off on the prostate cancer treatment. We're going to watch and wait. So the government will be able to control more of what. Now, insurance companies are in control, so you don't have full control, but you have a little bit more control than if you would if it's a government. So if you want the government to pay for something, then you have to follow their rules. What's going to happen is if we do ever, God forbid, go to a system where the government is in complete control over health care, we have to hopefully have a private system out there such that you could pay cash if you don't want to be treated, you know, through the government system. And that's exactly what we're seeing in these other countries, where they'll come down to America or they'll pay cash so they don't have to, you know, deal with the crappy limits that the government insurance is giving them. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com. Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. I like this story. A high school junior's date was, I guess, the talk of the prom, according to Fox News, after he decided to take his 92-year-old terminally ill grandmother to the dance. Stephen Vigil, a student at Stafford High School in Virginia, escorted Julia Jarman into the ballroom. She was even given a crown and a sash. That is just so cool. Jarman, who never attended a prom of her own, had been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer and only has months to live, according to a report. She and Vigil are especially close, with the 17-year-old careful to track her medication and keep an extra blanket near in case she gets cold. Day! After receiving the go-ahead from Principal Joe Lewis, Vigil sent out a plan, a special Mother's Day weekend, that included lunch, a trip to Arlington National Cemetery to visit some graves of some family members, and then the weekend ended with him asking his grandma to prom. She doesn't have much time left, so I didn't even have to think about the decision to take her to prom. I'm so glad we'll both have these memories. So I guess she wore, I'm crying, this is so sweet. So the grandma wore a new blue dress to match Vigil's light blue vest and tie, got a corsage of red roses, haircuts at the haircuttery, according to the Freelance Star reported. The pair then had a photo session, dined at Spencer Devon Brewing, where the manager covered the cost of their meals. Very cool. Vigil's mother, Pam, says her son keeps himself busy with schoolwork, church, and sports, and that he hasn't been spending any free moment with his grandma. I'm just so happy we could do this for her. That is so sweet. Oh, my gosh. That is just so sweet. You know, I don't think I have a picture yet of them being dressed up and ready to go. If I get that, I want to put it up on my Facebook. But that, okay, in Yiddish, we call that a mensch. That boy is a mensch. I mean, he really knows how to, do things right. And that is amazing. Now, again, you know, maybe she didn't really, you know, if I was in my 90s, you know, I probably wouldn't want to stay out late. I definitely wouldn't want to be in a high school gym, you know, with all that kind of music, the music that we don't like. There's some good music, but my guess is nowadays it's the type of music that she probably wouldn't want to listen to. Yeah, she must have been born in the 20s, the 1920s, so she was probably really, really into the 30s and 40s type music. But very, very cool. And, you know, this is something I probably should have talked to you guys about a few weeks ago when it was prom season, because I think most people's proms are done. Over. But if you don't have a date to prom, and I'm not saying he didn't have a date, okay? You know, I mean, he made this happen. I'm glad he did. But let's say you don't have a date to prom. You know how cool that would be to find, you know, if especially a lot of these students, they do a lot of charity work and they work with people in, you know, assisted livings and they work with veterans, etc. You know how cool that would be for a school to talk to a nearby, you know, veteran facility and see if any of them would want to. Now, okay, I know, I work with a lot of vets and, you know, these guys, they, you know, I love them, but, you know, yeah, I understand. They, you know, they think this is like a real prom date. And of course, I'd have to kind of, you know, set some boundaries. But you know how cool that would be to take, you know, a veteran or take somebody to prom? You know, that would be so awesome. And, I really hope kids, you know, start to use more creativity. You know, just because you don't have a prom date doesn't necessarily mean you have to go without. And, you know, I went to my kid's prom just a few months ago. Yeah, I did. I was mother. No, he didn't bring me. Apparently he was on prom court. And so parents were allowed to be there and take pictures. So when he made prom king, I was able to get pictures of that and a video, and I was so happy. And that's on my Facebook. So I'm really proud of him. But anyway, the kids, it was a beautiful prom and the school did a great job, but I didn't see a lot of kids enjoying themselves. Saw a lot of people sitting alone at the tables, and prom night has not been what it used to be. School dances used to be so exciting. I remember I couldn't wait because I got to dance with a boy, you know, because you can't sit there and dance with a boy in the middle of class. But all of a sudden, you got to dance with a boy, and you got to hold hands. It was so exciting. Okay, it's not like that anymore. Now, kids are doing things in the back of the classroom, right? There was somebody locally that got in trouble because they were caught in the back of the classroom. And so, it's not as exciting anymore. You know, people are like, okay, well, yeah, you know, we're going to go to say we went, but they don't stay. They stop by the dance for a couple minutes, and then they go hang with friends. Everybody's like all dressed up fancy, and they're uncomfortable in their outfits, and then they do who knows what. And so prom, unfortunately, it's changed. It's different. And I think we could really kind of, I don't know, you know, shake things up a little bit. And I think prom could be used as a great, great, well, you hear this a lot where people will, children with developmental disabilities as their prom date and let them enjoy prom and let them get dressed up and get a tiara and, you know, and I really think that is a beautiful thing. And, you know, I really would like to see prom cleaned up a little bit and where prom is a real nice dance. It's a real nice formal. Well, that's the other thing, too. Prom's gotten expensive. You have to pay to go. And I get that because it's an expensive meal. So you have to pay to go. You have to pay to dress up. Prom night could easily be $1,000. You know, that's why I was like, oh, my gosh, you know, my son's going to prom. Oh, my gosh. I mean, I freaked out. I'm like, we do not have that money in our budget. And, but, you know, I like the whole idea of a cotillion or a formal or something. I think that's very, very cool. It's just kids don't, this isn't the 1940s. Okay, they're not going to sit there and dance to swing, okay? They're going to be twerking and, you know, oh, man, the poor corsages, they're all over the place. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. One of my radio buddies, consumer advisor Clark Howard. Clark Howard, I don't know if you know about this, is speaking out about a mysterious sudden illness that threatened his life. I want to try to get him on the show. He had taken an antibiotic. And he took an antibiotic that's a very common one, ciprofloxacin. Many of us have taken ciprofloxacin for bladder infections, for prostate issues, for colitis issues. And so Channel 2 consumer investigator Jim Strickland exposed the side effects of the drugs 2.5 years ago. And Clark was admitted to Piedmont Hospital 3 days after taking the generic antibiotic ciprofloxacin, brand name Cipro. He took it to ward off an infection after a biopsy to monitor his prostate cancer. They said there's no exact proof that they think it happened with the pill. However, unfortunately, he went into rhabdomyolysis, which is a severe inflammatory response of the muscles. And some medications could do that. We know the statin medications, the cholesterol medications could do that. So IV fluids had to flush out his system. And luckily, a doctor who was a 40-year-old veteran doctor knew right away that's what was going on. It shouldn't have taken them that long. Anytime somebody has muscle weakness and couldn't move, couldn't walk, you got to run a CPK. You got to run a sed rate, you know, and you got to start flushing with fluids. And so basically the muscles start to deteriorate. Then unfortunately, rhabdo can affect your kidneys and you could die. Now, Chris Danely, a triathlete, unfortunately back in 2013, had this. He took 3 pills of Levaquin, and Levaquin killed him within 5 days. Now, these antibiotics are some of our favorite antibiotics. I was just talking about Levaquin with the pneumonia. You know, we pop antibiotics like they're candy, and we don't seem to think that there could be an issue. And unfortunately, and we don't know for sure, okay? But, you know, unfortunately, it could be the wrong medication at the wrong time. And if your body is sensitive, something could happen. We're putting chemicals into our body. And when we put chemicals into our body, bad things could happen. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So older adults might be able to stave off arthritis knee pain if they eat some more fiber. They say diets rich in fiber from plant-based foods have clear health benefits, like lowering cholesterol, better blood sugar, healthier weight, and helping you poop. Alright, but most people in the U.S. do not eat enough fiber, according to lead author Dr. Zoli Dai of Tufts University in Boston. They say, The current average fiber intake among U.S. adults is about 15 grams. This is far below the recommended level, which is, get this, people, 22.4 grams for women and 28 grams per day. And those are for men 51 years old and above. Now, osteoarthritis, which you would think had nothing to do with fiber, and it looks like it does. Osteoarthritis occurs where you basically get wear and tear on your joints and on the bones. It degrades the cartilage, which is kind of the shock absorber, the cushion between the bones, and leads to bone abnormalities. It's extremely common in people 60 and older. Very, very painful. Also, the leading cause of disability. That's why many of us need a knee replacement, a hip replacement, etc. We don't really have a treatment for osteoarthritis. We tell you to still be active, but at some point we've got to replace the joint. Sometimes you could do injections, sometimes you could do Synvisc, you know, and we had Dr. Randall Yee on the show where we talked about that. There's also anti-inflammatories, but many of you don't qualify for the anti-inflammatories because NSAIDs like ibuprofen, Aleve, etc., naproxen, they can hurt your kidneys, they can hurt your heart, they can hurt the stomach lining. They say dietary fiber is known to prevent obesity and reduce inflammation. So both obesity and inflammation are associated with arthritis. Dr. Dye's team looked at diet and arthritis risk over time in two study groups, and the Osteoarthritis Initiative, which included 47,000 men and women with osteoarthritis or at the risk for osteoarthritis, people who consumed the most dietary fiber at the start of the study were 30% less likely than those who ate the least fiber to develop knee pain, stiffness, or swelling. In the Framingham Offspring study, which included 1,200 adults in their early 50s, the top quarter fiber consumers had a 61% lower risk of knee arthritis. Now, some of you will say, well, hold the phone. Those people that eat fiber are the same people who eat fish. I know. I and every now and then I got to go to dinner with some of these people, and it's horrible. Can I please get a muffin that has bran? Do you have any whole grain, like 7 wheat whole grain bread, please? Because these rolls here, they're just too full. I'm like, oh my gosh, let's eat the gosh darn roll. Or just give me the roll. And, you know, I see you have a lot of fish and steak, but do you have any, chicken and steak, but do you have any fish? I would really like a lean fish with the omega-3s. I'm like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? We're at Outback, okay? Let's just eat Outback steak and stop it. Oh, man, I can't go to dinner with them. I can't. Those that want their fiber and the fish can't do it. That's why I don't have a lot of friends. Manny would probably hang out with us. I think Manny would go to dinner with us. Manny, do you eat steak? Do you eat meat?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you sound like a meat-eating guy.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, can you hang out with people that eat fish?
Oh, yes, for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't. To me, they're a little dorky, but that's just me.
Why do you say that?
I don't know, because, you know, they're steak, and then they look at your steak like we're bad or like we're going to die in a week, and they're sitting there using a fork and knife to cut their flaky fish. I'm like, really? You're using a fork and a knife? Are you kidding me?
But I eat meat and fish, though, so I enjoy the best of both worlds.
Okay, well, that's good. Do you eat fiber?
If it's available, I guess.
Yeah. If there's two muffins, one chocolate and one bran, the bran one's getting thrown under the table.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Manny. All right. So, okay. Now, Manny's a little cooler than the average person who eats fish. But anyway. So those people that eat fish, probably have healthier bones. They probably live healthier. You know? And, you know, they may be, you know, vegetarians even. So these people are going to do better. And it'll make sense. They'll have lower weight. And then they'll have less knee arthritis. But I got to tell you guys something. Really, and all joking aside, try the fiber thing. See if the fiber thing helps with arthritis. Remember a study years ago talked about broccoli and how eating broccoli helped with joint pain? And one of my listeners said, yeah, I eat broccoli all the time, and my joints don't hurt as much. And of course, broccoli is a good source of fiber. It's also a good source of vitamins. So maybe we really need to buckle down, eat our vegetables, eat our fiber, and that's going to help with our joint pain. Okay, it stinks that we have to talk about this, you know, but we're getting older, people. We're getting older. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're having some little computer issues here. What is this? The site cannot be reached. Why can't the site be reached? I want to talk about this autism drug. Apparently, there's a 100-year-old drug that they're saying could help with autism. And unfortunately, Looks like the internet doesn't want to. I do not want to run diagnostics. Hold on a second. This is a good one. I love going back to old school medicine. I think going back to old school medicine to fix things that we deal with now here in 2017 is the way to go. Unfortunately, the Suramin medication that they used to use years ago, they say they could use for autism. Unfortunately, we don't have that article up. So you want to know what? Let's go to the laptop story first. We'll see what we could come up with. All right. Laptops could be banned from all international flights to and from the United States, we're being told, as terror fears increase after Manchester attack. All right. Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly said he might consider the ban. The United States Department of Homeland Security might be planning a dramatic expansion of a plan on laptops and e-readers. All right. He was asked on Fox News Sunday whether he would explain the ban to cover laptops on all international flights, and he said he might. He also said there are numerous threats against aviation, and terrorists are obsessed with knocking down an airplane in flight, particularly a U.S. carrier, if it's full of mostly U.S. folks, he said. That would add onto a laptop ban announced in March that affects about 50 flights per day from 10 cities, mostly in the Middle East. The ban prevents travelers from bringing laptops, tablets, other devices on board, and with them in their carry-on bags. All electronics bigger than a smartphone must be checked in. They say the U.S. laptop ban has affected direct flights from the U.S. by Royal Jordanian Airlines, Egypt Air, Turkish Airlines, Saudi Arabia Airlines, Kuwait Airlines, Royal Air Maroc, Qatar Airways, Emirates, and Etihad Airways. They say the airline industry has come out against the proposal of a ban in a strongly worded letter saying it would cause a severe downturn in transatlantic air travel and cost travelers more than $1 billion in lost time. However, it seems as though the Department of Homeland Security has now reconsidered the ban in the wake of the Manchester terrorist attack. So why the ban on laptops? Are they afraid that laptops could detonate, that they could hide bombs within the laptops? I'm sure you can hide a bomb within a smartphone, too, but is that what they're concerned about with the laptops? You know, here's the thing. I do bring a laptop with me. I use it to watch movies. I don't really work on it because there's not good internet. You know, if I'm going to work on my laptop, I need internet. But here's my problem. I want my laptop with me because I don't want it getting lost in luggage. So I need to carry, if I have to carry my work, like I'm going to be taking a two-week trip later this summer, and I have to bring my work with me. So if they don't let me bring my work with me on the plane, then I have to trust it to, you know, baggage claim. And that I don't want to do. And, well, okay, so what's on my laptop? Okay, well, first, the Dr. Dahlia show, I do have show ideas on there. And I don't want anybody stealing my show ideas. You know? Well, okay, like for example, I may want to, like next week, talk about gas and farts. Okay? That's some pretty highly classified information there that I don't want anybody knowing about. You see? So I have a right to do that. But that would stink. I think people are going to be pretty grumpy with that one. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away. Rebel.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.